Cam FM 97.2. May Bumps.
M4.
Martin Jones, right past me, I've got Gerson M2 running past, chasing Corpus Christi M2, who are the sound in this division, who are a very, very strong pair. M3 is coming past higher up the division. I think Kings M2 though is looking like it's gaining on the left wheel M1 though, so I will not be happy about that. No, they're on the division. Under the Rosewood Bridge, just coming down now, like usual, wheel M2, followed by Wolfson M2. Followed by Kings M3, very keen to get red lane. You can hear all the coaches as they come past me. There's so much support. The road are really going for it. Kim, on first place corner, have you got anything happening? It looks like there may be a bump.
Right, so I'm standing on first place looking into the reach with Bugatti, but coming past me now we have Corpus M2 ranking very strongly. Behind them, Gerson M2 has been closed down enormously by Claire. There's the overlap here, and the Gerson Fox has just conceded. Claire M3 has some Gerson M2 on first place corner. Behind that, I can't see anything else just yet, but that's not entirely unexpected. Waiting for the next break going round is Claire Hall. So Claire Hall M1 being chased strongly by Kings. This is also very close to the first place corner. Alex.
It's looking like Daniel Rustin M1 have just bumped Thomason M2. Both of them now stand behind each other, meaning that Maudlin M3 are having a bit of a rivalry. Both now here to let them know that Daniel Rustin M1 are going to be very tough with that. Also, just under the railway bridge,
right, so we've had some carnage here on first post. So, Kings bumped up on Claire Hall. The substantial failure is clear. It sounds like we've had some sirens going on somewhere, but now, rowing through, we've had Hughes Hall set 2, chased by Wilson 2. Keys has stopped rowing. I think some cats behind them stopped rowing as well. It looks like cats have bumped up on Keys there, but I'm not entirely sure. Behind that, the next crew I can see coming, and they look like they're stopped as well, are maybe? It's very unclear what happened in the gap. Alex, have you got anything further out? Jack?
Just up here, I've got Maudlin M3 down now. And Downing M3 is just very fast. Neither Downing is looking like they've got a length of first M4.
Thank you very much, Alex. It looks like from Hughes Hall downwards in this division, they're all pulling over to the side. There hasn't been a bump there between Wolfson and Hughes Hall, and there were sirens, which we heard earlier. What I would imagine, we're going to go and get this confirmed, I've got Rahul running down to check for him now. It looks like we might be stopping this division from Hughes Hall downward, and I would imagine we're going to have some sort of a re-row that happened due to that carnage between Kings and Claire Hall M1. I think that's what's happening at the moment. We're just finding out from all the umpires, but just to confirm whilst we're finding that out at the moment, we'll get the bumps that we have confirmed in this division. It's Claire Hall M3, they bumped Gert and M2, Kings M2 have bumped Claire Hall M1, and Angry Ruffin M1 have bumped M2. Tim, what have you got?
Yeah, so right at the back of the division, it looks like some things haven't quite gone to plan. It looks like maybe first and third, I think the first and third boats have mounted a bank on the outside of first boat's corner. Their boat is looking quite unhealthy. It may have taken a little crack. Second time I've seen basically this happen in, I think, two editions of the bumps. Everyone else has successfully stopped rowing, and I think we're going to have to clear this one out with the umpires. Yes. Being Saturday, there will probably not be a re-row. Yes,
so thank you very much, Tim. Shem, just quickly, if you can see anything up on Ditton Corner, you've probably just got the top three rowing past you at the moment, I'd imagine.
Yeah, Corpus Christi in coming past, looking smoother than a ballerina on ice skates as they come towards me. I'm not sure, I'm guessing they'll keep rowing. Look, it's obviously going to be a regulation row for them with no one behind them. It's just a bit of an exhibition for them up here, and they're treating it as such. They've already wound down to sort of 24 strokes per minute, Jack.
Thank you very much, Shem. Studio, I think we're going to have to throw back to you on this one whilst we clear up what's happened in the bottom. Well, it's been from six downwards in this business. So 13 boats have all pulled over to the side after we've had some carnage. Again, on Saturday, don't tend to re-row, so we're going to have to clear this one up with the umpires, and we'll come back to your studio once we've cleared up what's happening in the M4 division. But just to confirm, Clare M3 have bumped Girton M2, Kings M2 have bumped Clare Hall M1, that means Clare Hall M1 have got their spoons, and Anglia Ruskin M1, they've got their third bump in a row, they've bumped Thomas M2. But for now, studio, we're going to clear up what's going on down here and throw back to you.
CAM FM 97.2. May bumps.
M4.